Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
As Governor-elect Gavin Newsom takes office, he will find himself in the unusual position of having a $14.8 billion budget surplus. A new poll takes a look at where Californians want that money to go. And what did those polled say, Phil?
Well, they said that they would like a little more sunshine. They say times are better, and after years of austerity, they'd like to see the money going into healthcare system, maybe making a universal healthcare system, or putting community colleges, making them free, and other social services. That's the wish list. That is like your Christmas list. The reality of the state and spending that Gavin Newsom is spending, however, wasn't pulled. And that is things like fires and droughts and having to clean up the forests and recover the billions of dollars that are going to be needed to rebuild communities. That is something the legislature is actually going to have to deal with while they also try to make people at least feel better by spending some on these new programs as well.
Okay, let's drill down a little bit here. The idea of paying for universal health care, obviously not cheap, but also not a short-term project.
No, it's not. The last time we had an estimate of it, it was not just through this roof. It was through the sky, through the stratosphere, and halfway to the moon, maybe even passing the moon, just billions of dollars going into it. But you might see a little movements on there, too, in that direction. You know, Jeff, what the poll found, it was interesting. While we're talking about spending, it also gauged the feelings of the average Californian, because a lot of polls sometimes tend to go on, registered voters. And that tends to skewer to older people. But this actually made a point of just talking to residents. And, you know, what struck me is that we're in this boom, but there's a real feeling out there that, one, it's not going to last. And even if it does last, things have changed in the state and the country to where 60% said that they thought that their children were going to have a bleaker future than they had. Now, remember in the recession we were hearing people say that, but that is still lingering on from the recession. So the aftermath of the recession is still being felt by people who just feel like they're on the downside of things, especially on the inland. In the coast, there's more optimism, but there's still concerns. Will you ever get a house? Will you ever get ahead? And those are things that, you know, government may or may not have the answer to, but that's what Gavin Newsom is walking into.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.